My question is, following what I gather was quite a reprehensible speech by President Obama at the United Nations, Ed Koch was reportedly, in the New York Times, reportedly warmly reacted to the speech, saying that he was now going to re-embrace Obama's re-election. And one of the concerns, evidently, was the loss of a seat in New York City from the disgraced veteran, a Democrat, to a challenger who was a Republican in a heavily Democratic district. And there's concern in the Democratic Party. Now there's joy that Ed Koch has supported Obama, apparently. I would love to be interested in hearing you talk about the domestic implications, especially as it relates to Obama's re-election campaign, of some of these issues that you've been talking about, particularly Palestine.
Yeah. Ed Koch was not alone, as you may have seen. Obama's speech was greeted in Israel with a kind of a mixture of enthusiasm and ridicule. So, for example, the ultra-right foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, applauded and said, he wished he could write such a great speech himself. And others just made fun of it. And of course, Palestinians reacted the opposite way. And it was, Obama has actually made quite a career of humiliating himself and the country on this issue. He's consistently a figure of ridicule for his the extremism of his support for Israeli crimes and atrocities, way beyond what it has to be. And this incidentally goes back before the election. If you're interested, I wrote about him before the primaries, just based on his webpage, which was shocking, his platform. It was pretty shocking, I thought. I mean, in the Levant area, Israel, Palestine, Lebanon area, he, of course, was effusive love for Israel. Okay. I think there was one phrase about the Palestinians saying, maybe they ought to have some rights. But the most interesting one was about Lebanon. Remember, this was right after the latest, actually the fifth Israeli invasion of Lebanon, 2006. Murderous, devastating invasion, supported, of course, by the United States, mostly attacking civilians, as always. Obama, in his campaign, what amounts to his campaign program, prided himself on having co-sponsored a Senate resolution, one of the few things he did in the Senate, co-sponsoring a Senate resolution calling on the United States government not to do anything to impede Israel's actions, which were then ongoing, murderous, brutal actions, not to impede them until Israel had achieved its objectives, and calling for censure of Syria and Iran because they were allegedly assisting the resistance to Israel's assault. I mean, how far do you have to go? It was the same during the invasion of Gaza, murderous invasion of Gaza. During the invasion, it was right after Obama had been elected, before the inauguration. You may recall he was asked, do you have anything to say about it? And he said, well, there's only one president, and I'm not president, so I can't say anything. He was saying things about other things, bitter condemnations of Muslim terrorism and so on, but he couldn't say anything about that. However, his office did release a statement in which they repeated something that he had said before, namely something like, if my daughters were being subjected to missile attacks, I'd do anything to stop it. He wasn't referring to the people under attack at that moment, rather to Israelis in Sderot, who occasionally are subject to a Qassam attack. That's the only statement. Very carefully, the invasion was very carefully planned. It was terminated immediately before the inauguration, so that Obama wouldn't have to say anything about it. And he was asked afterwards, well, now you're president, what do you have to say about it? And he gave his usual line, it's best not to look backwards, let's look forward. That's a great line for the people who hold the clubs. Yeah, what happened? Let's forget about it. Now it's going to be wonderful. And it went on from there. So why anyone should be in the least surprised at any of this is very hard to understand. He's just abject in his almost servility to Israel and its domestic supporters. Does he have to do it for the campaign? Well, you know, it's like asking, does he have to sell out working people and poor? Well, you know, if you want to get contributions from Goldman Sachs, yeah, I guess so. But do you have to do it? No, you don't have to. You can also use the presidency to mobilize and organize people so that they'll struggle against what's happening. It can be done. For example, Roosevelt did it. But, of course, that requires that you have some interest in it. You have some kind of moral principles. And I don't see any reason to believe that he hasn't.
So Professor Chomsky,